ما نصيحتكم لمن يتكلم في الحكام بشأن ما يحدث في غزة؟
What is your advice to those who speak against the rulers due to what has happened in Gaza?
هؤلاء الذين يتكلمون في موضوعات ليسوا من أهلها ولا يحسنون الكلام فيها، فما هي الفوائد التي يجنيها من يتكلم في حكام المسلمين ويدينهم وهو جالس على أريكته وفي بيته وبين أبنائه؟ ماذا قدم لغزة هو حتى يتكلم في الحكام؟
Those ones are speaking about the topics that they are not qualified to speak about, and they do not speak well in these affairs. So what are the benefits that are reaped by the one who speaks about the Muslim rulers and condemns them when he himself is sitting on his couch and he is in his house and with his children? What has he sent forth for Gaza such that he can speak against the rulers?
هذه أمور لا يجوز لأحد أن يطلق لسانه فيها، ولكن عليه أن يدعو للمستضعفين وأن يدعو على اليهود المتجبرين المتسلطين على الضعفاء أن يهلكهم الله ويردهم خائبين.
These affairs are not permissible for anyone to indulge in defamatory remarks. However, it is upon him to make dua for the weak and oppressed, and it is upon him to make dua against the arrogant Jews who have overpowered the weak ones, that Allah destroys them and causes them to return unsuccessful.
والحذر كل الحذر من إطلاق اللسان في الحكام المسلمين وإدانتهم وتخطئتهم ووصفهم بكذا وكذا، هذا لا يصدر من العقلاء وإنما يصدر من قل نصيبه من العلم.
And there is a great warning against indulging in defamatory remarks against the Muslim rulers and condemning them and seeking out their faults and describing them as such and such. This does not emanate from the intelligent ones, and it only emanates from those who have a small portion from knowledge.